I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock, and it's Tuesday, the 26th day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 54 degrees.
Good speeds on the freeways, but a couple of crashes. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this hour, we're learning more about the man accused of murdering a woman he had just met on Tinder.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the latest, Mary.
Amanda, police say Ethan Hunsaker murdered 25-year-old Ashlyn Black and then called police and wanted them to kill him. He's in jail. And now we're hearing from a woman named Autumn Daly who says she knew him from work for a few years ago.
I did get a weird vibe, and I think that's kind of what stopped me from ever hanging out with him.
Daly is offering condolences to Ashlyn's family, and they issued a statement last night saying their hearts are broken because of the despicable acts of this other person. They say Ashlyn had a gift for working with those who have special needs. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Domestic violence groups are concerned after some people blame the victim in this case for going on a Tinder date. Liz Solis with the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition tells KSL TV's Ashlyn did not deserve to die.
If we're going to focus on the victim, we need to focus on how horrific of a tragedy this is, what violence that person experienced, and the grief that their loved ones are experiencing.
Check back this morning during Dave and Dujanovic on KSL News Radio for the latest on the investigation.
The investigation continues in South Jordan, where three men who were supposed to be helping friends move out of a house got into fights instead, and all three were stabbed. KSL News Radio's Dan Balmas has more.
South Jordan police say three men got into these fights as they were helping their girlfriends move out of a house on Hillstone Drive. The Deseret News reports a 41-year-old man was stabbed and critically injured. Another, 23 years old, was also stabbed, but he's expected to survive. A 27-year-old man, Andrew Russell, was booked into jail after he was treated for a stab wound. He's facing charges of aggravated assault and possession of a weapon by a restricted person. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The family and friends of two kids missing out of Idaho have marked the 8th birthday of J.J. Vallow with a candlelight vigil. KSL TV's Andrew Adams reports his mother remains in jail.
Lori Vallow has been behind bars since March. She's charged with felony child abandonment, among other counts. Her next court appearance is in July. Meanwhile, Rexburg police on Facebook pleading for tips. They also say they hope and pray for the safe return of the children.
JJ and his half-sister, Tylee Ryan, have now been missing for 8 months.
Social distancing disappears in some holiday locations. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, tens of thousands of visitors to the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri are advised to self-quarantine after crowds are packed together over the holiday weekend. This bar owner saw huge crowds there.
The kids don't seem to think, that it bothers them at all. And they're the harder ones to regulate.
Nearby Arkansas now seeing a new spike in infections. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization warning of a second wave if countries don't exercise caution as they begin to reopen. Emergency Health Director Dr. Michael Ryan.
Shutting your eyes and trying to drive through this blind is about as silly an equation as I've seen.
He says easing restrictions opens up for new outbreaks. A peer review of AstraZeneca's vaccine candidate found it did not prevent lab monkeys from becoming infected or transmitting coronavirus to other monkeys. It did appear to lessen the severity of COVID-19. Oxford University is now conducting mass human testing. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And two American astronauts set to launch in the SpaceX Dragon capsule for the first time tomorrow, heading to the International Space Station. Astronaut Bob Behnken's wife is excited.
We see signs in our neighbor's yard that say, go Bob, go Dragon.
President Trump plans to be in Florida to watch, but a stormy forecast may delay that launch until Saturday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Floor trading resumes today at the New York Stock Exchange, and it looks like a rally will be waiting for traders at the opening bell. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Clumps of traders crowded around computer screens are no more. There are now plexiglass barriers on the stock exchange floor. There are fewer traders allowed on the floor, and the ones that are there must wear masks. They must also find a way to work that does not involve public transportation. And once there, the floor brokers must follow a new choreography that includes a temperature check and limits on where they can stand. The trading floor closed 2 months ago after several traders contracted coronavirus.
Here's what that rally looks like early in the morning on the futures. The Dow up 519. That's above the 2 percentage point mark. The S&P is up 56. That's closing in on 2 full percent. And the NASDAQ this hour up 155.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. If temperatures are any indication, summer has arrived in the Beehive State.
We are looking at a big heat wave. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to start thinking about excessive heat and what to do when it gets into the thick of summer, because we've got that thick of summer type weather coming our way a little early this year. In fact, by Thursday and Friday, we're going to reach the mid and maybe even the upper 90s as early as Saturday.
Grant says right now it looks like we could have record high temperatures on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And while it will be hot here along the Wasatch Front, in St. George, they're expecting triple-digit temperatures 5 of the next 7 days.
Coming up on...